Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula Vale here, your host of Why Am I So Happy? And also the host of Choices, Finding Your Joy on WBTVN TV. Welcome, everyone. So happy to have you with us today. I am just honored to be sharing with you an amazing woman in. She is in Dubai, so we are having a great across-the-world conversation. So happy to share with you today, Melanie Oliver. She is a holistic therapist, a spiritual mentor, and intuitive healer. Melanie uses her gifts and connection to spirit to read people's soul blueprint and detect energetic blocks that keep them from opening their hearts and having the life and relationship they truly desire. With over 10 years of experience with healing deep emotional wounds, she now leverages her expertise to help women who are wounded by their childhood traumas and past negative relationships heal themselves and find true love. She is the creator of Healing the Broken Heart and the Complete Heart Attunement. I am so excited to hear about all of this, Melanie. So let me begin with a big welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you for inviting me. Oh, I'm excited to be here.
I'm so honored, so happy to have you here. Well, I would love to begin. Would you like to share a bit of your history and what brought you to where you are today?
Sure. So I grew up in Brazil. My mother's Brazilian, my father's English, but I actually was brought up in the Middle East. So firstly, I don't even know where I'm from half the time. But my healing journey, I guess, goes back to my roots because where I'm from in Brazil, it's a very spiritual country anyway. It's a very spiritual place. And my grandmother used to take me to get my energy, you know, cleared. And my aunts used to take me to see spirit doctors. So really all this spiritual world, I guess, was opened up to me at an early age. And the spiritual journey, like the deeper spiritual healing actually began, I would say, when I was around 18. And I was going through some really self-destructive patterns. And that's actually when I found Reiki. And I know that you love Reiki. So, and that's actually where my journey began.
I love it.
So it was interesting. And then actually from Reiki, everything just opened up. It just led one thing after the other. And here I am still on the journey.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And isn't every day just a journey? Isn't that an exciting thing to look at?
Totally.
Yes.
Every day there's something new. Today I was just walking with my dogs and me and my partner were just observing the birds and the trees. And it's just so nice to be surrounded by animals and just in awe of our everyday world, you know. And I think people, they are not so present these days, and it's important to always bring yourself back to the present moment that we are here on earth, and it is a beautiful journey.
Yes, it is. It's really wonderful to wake up and think, what's going to manifest today? Who am I going to be connected with today? And you know, I'm really personally believe gratitude can change our whole mindset as well, you know, when we heart of gratitude opening up. I'm so excited. Well, please tell me a bit about what is your healing the broken heart? What is that exactly?
Actually, that came about, it was very interesting because firstly, I'll just like to mention, I didn't actually choose to start healing broken hearts and the complete heart attunement, it kind of just emerged. And what happened is I was just, I've trained in a whole bunch of different modalities. And over time, I noticed that I just kept attracting women with broken hearts. Yes. And I started to notice a pattern as to how, I guess you can say, a process to heal their broken heart, basically. So, for example, I would always start with an energy healing, a Reiki energy healing to release the overwhelm, because what I found is when they come to me with a broken heart, they're in so much pain, they're not ready to forgive right there and then. Mm-hmm. They need to release the overwhelm first. So it is a whole process, and it's just based on my own experience with working with so many women with broken hearts. I ended up creating this process, and it seems to work beautifully. So
I love it. Is that something that you do as a one-on-one with that person? Do they need to be there, or can it be through Skype?
Yeah, I do. This is mainly one-on-one. There is also a downloadable audio program they can purchase off my website. And I do Skype sessions only at the moment.
Awesome. I love it.
What
is the complete heart attunement?
So this is a step up. This is the second part of the my observation, let's say. So this goes a little bit deeper. This is more about deeper patterns. So for example, if they keep attracting men who don't commit, or they keep attracting the wrong partner, or perhaps they're not even able to attract a partner. Mm-hmm. And this normally stems from deeper childhood wounds.
Wow.
So childhood patterns. So this is, I guess, the next step from healing the broken heart, if they need it.
Yeah. So would you say that, okay, if we have a deep childhood wound, then as an adult, is it that holds us back from having a fulfilling relationship?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it, I would like to say 100%. I've seen it over and over again, especially if it's deep, deep traumas. Mm-hmm. And yes, it does affect your relationship. It also affects the type of relationship that you attract, and whether or not, like you said, if you can really be fulfilled and in that relationship.
Yes, yes. And would you say there's times that we don't even realize that's happening?
Yes. Absolutely. And this is also, I guess, this is also based on my journey. Mm-hmm. So I noticed certain patterns in me, and where I wasn't able to allow myself, you know, to feel loved, to be loved, to open my heart, I guess.
Yes, yes. And so with the sessions, is it that we can bring that out and release that?
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful.
I was just going to say that sometimes people are not aware. Sometimes it can be something so minor, mm-hmm. That they didn't know that it was affecting them. I can share an example.
Oh, I'd love that. I love that.
So I had a client he was 36. He couldn't find love. And he said that, you know, every woman that he asked out, they all rejected him. And we worked through, you know, several sessions. And when we got to the deep root cause, basically the trauma was at 8 years old, he was sent, I think it was 7 or 8, he was sent to boarding school. And he felt there was a deep trauma of not feeling important, of feeling rejected by his parents. And even though I want to explain that later on in life, he had an okay relationship with his parents. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times people don't think that has an impact. So when you look at your relationship now, maybe you don't think that you have any, you know, traumas with your parents, but in this case, it wasn't him as an adult, it was him as a child. And can I just say that as soon as we release that trauma, we release the emotions of not feeling important, we downloaded new beliefs and implanted new beliefs, a month and a half later, he met his wife, his future wife, and a year later, he married her.
I love it.
I was invited to the wedding. I wasn't able to make it, but yeah.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I, you know, what I'm feeling is this work, how it can change lives, how it can just turn so much around for someone.
Yeah. And like I was saying, he wasn't aware. He didn't realize the impact of this one simple, which he didn't think was a trauma. He was just sent to boarding school at 7.
Yeah.
But his inner child felt so rejected that in future, 20 years later, 30 years later, all he was getting from women was rejection. That was the feeling.
Oh, isn't that something? You know?
Yeah.
And that can be something inside so many of us that we don't realize. Some little trigger that's kind of holding us back a bit, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, now all the stories are coming out now.
I love stories. So do the listeners.
So, and I had another client who, she actually just came to me for a reading, and she had creativity blocks. And she said, you know, I have a block, and she was an artist. And when I did this, I did an energy scan, and when I got to her solar plexus, actually I did not see a block in her creativity. I saw that she was actually very creative. What I saw was that the energy of the creation wasn't being channeled through, and I saw a block in her solar plexus, and I saw a big hand pointing at her and saying, you can't. So I asked her, I said, have you ever been told that you can't do something? And she said to me, all the time when she was a child, that's all her mother used to tell her. You can't do this, you can't do that. And that was the block. Wow. She wasn't blocked creatively. She had a little inner voice. It was almost like a trauma that she wasn't able to break through, that she couldn't do something. Yeah. But, and she said, yeah, actually, you're right. I have lots of creative ideas. I just don't follow through with them.
Yes, yes.
So that was interesting as well.
Yes. And, you know, that can affect our emotions just so greatly. I mean, it makes such a difference on our emotions. Let's talk about emotions for a few minutes.
Totally. And yes, it does. And it affects your self-esteem. It affects your self-worth. And emotions are really the language of the soul. Oh. Emotions is actually how your soul processes your life experiences.
Wow.
And when you process that emotion is when you embody the lesson of that experience. So if you don't process it, basically you just keep repeating the pattern because the emotion gets stuck in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to know that emotions, they're real things, you know, it's a biochemical reaction in the body. And if you don't process it, it does get stuck in different parts of your body. And that's how it affects your organs, it affects your health. And so, yeah, it's, to me, this is the main bulk of my work, is to process emotions. This, I feel that it is crucial that we learn to do it. And actually, it's something that we are not taught to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So after you work with someone, they will walk away with having not only released and healed what they needed to heal, but they have the knowledge of being able to continue to not let those emotions hold them back.
Yes, absolutely. And also I work, like I do give my clients lots of tools.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to share practical tools so that they can, I guess you can say, continue to embody that that lesson. Mm-hmm. And also, like you said, in the future, they know how to manage it, how to process, you know, their own emotions.
Yes. I love it. I love it. That's, mm-hmm. you know, and gosh, we need more of that out there.
So yeah, absolutely.
Teaching of that out there, because it is huge, and it is so huge. Something I'm very passionate about: our emotions and our mindset really do affect us physically.
Yes.
So true.
Yes, it does.
So let's talk about trauma a little bit. What do you have to say about that?
So trauma. Well, firstly, it's a shock to your system. And the most important thing I can share with you and perhaps some of your listeners is that it's not just physical. And I think a lot of people misunderstand what trauma is. Trauma can be just emotional. It can be mental. It can be psychological. It can even be something that you witnessed. Wow. You know, and more importantly, like the traumas that I deal with all the time is the childhood traumas. And what happens is, if you don't process, you know, everything that comes up in that moment, it stays almost like stuck and frozen in time and space. And what happens is, because of all the emotions, everything is not processed, later you'll just keep repeating the same patterns. Mm-hmm. Until you go back and you actually process that trauma in a positive manner and process all the emotions, everything that you associated with it. So I can give you an example of my own life. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was 7 years old, I was almost kidnapped. And in that moment, I created a belief that the world is not safe. And actually, later on in life, I repeated that pattern. I had several incidences like that. And it was only until I actually went back and dealt with that trauma that the pattern stopped, basically. After several times of having these incidences.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So here's a question that I'm thinking, if we have a childhood trauma and we put that away, but to really release it and deal with it, we have to bring that back and deal with it. So with dealing with it, is it really just acknowledging it and then letting it go?
That's a good point. From my experience, really it's about the emotion that is trapped in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what I have found is that sometimes clients will know what that is, but they will not be able to feel it. And what I'm kind of, how can I say this? It's more about they're scared to feel that emotional pain, because normally it's all disempowering emotions. It's hurt, it's shame, it's sadness, it's guilt, and very low, low emotions that have been there for a long time, and they've not been able to access it. And nobody wants to go back there. Nobody wants to feel that.
Yes.
So part of what I do is because I'm an empath, I allow myself to feel a little bit of their emotion. And it's almost like I'm bringing it up for them. Oh. And because I feel it, the client feels understood. They feel that I connect with them, and then they feel safe to release it. I don't know if that's making sense.
Yes.
And the reason I say this is because I've had clients that have been to other psychologists, counselors, therapists, and they didn't feel understood, or they didn't feel like they got them. And maybe it wasn't the right process for them. I don't know. But just, you know, for the clients that I've worked with, this is what I'm noticing, is because I can feel their emotion and I just gently, you know, bring it up and feel it in my heart, it allows them to, yeah, feel safe to release it. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. And that's almost bringing tears to my eyes.
Oh.
That is really just a huge statement, you know, when you've dealt with something in this trauma, being understood and someone understanding the feeling and you feeling safe to share that feeling, that really is huge. That really is.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, how that may be when a person may have held this for so long and never felt safe enough with anyone to share it.
Yes.
I would think that happens as well.
Or sometimes they just dabble on the surface emotion, but they don't get to the core emotion, because normally the core emotions are disempowering. The surface emotion may be something like anger, you know, getting angry all the time. And so they just keep dabbling on the top surface, but they never get to the deep, deep core emotion. Because they don't want to feel disempowered anymore. They don't want to feel hurt. So they protect that emotion with anger. And anger makes them feel powerful, for example.
Yes.
And I have to break through that and get to the disempowering. So a lot of my sessions are, I make people cry, basically.
Yes.
But I sit with them through it.
Yes.
And I encourage them. I said, it's okay. You know, I'm right here with you. And I always say that I'm right here with you. I can feel you. And I do feel it in my body. And I think because they feel that, they release it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so fantastic. You are just a blessing to so many.
Oh, blessing.
I'm going to say thank you right now for everything. what an angel you are. I love it. Oh my gosh. Oh. So anyway, well, you know what? We're going to pop out. Let's take a moment and pop out for break. Oh, I'm just touched by the work you do. I really am, Melanie. So we will pop out, everyone, and Melanie and I will be right back. Don't go away. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on VBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am here with Melanie Oliver. She is joining us from Dubai. I am just so thrilled to have you with us, Melanie. And that first segment, I literally teared up. I am just so touched with what you're sharing and what you do for others. I'm so grateful.
Well, I guess I have that effect on people. My clients, they say all I do is make them cry.
It's great though, because what it releases and you know what can bring to us. And anyway, well, let's talk a bit about manifesting our heart's desires, because things can block that. What tell us about that and what we can do to open that.
Yeah, so from my experience, if you're someone who you've tried, for example, affirmations, thinking positive, visualizations, and nothing is working, then almost, I want to say 100%, it's some form of trauma or trapped emotion that is blocking that manifestation, that is blocking your ability to manifest things into your life. And the reason being is because in order to really manifest your heart's desires, you need to be vibrating at a very high level. You need to be vibrating joy and love and, you know, these higher emotions. And trapped emotions and suppressed emotions, these are very low vibration. So there's no way that you'll be able to manifest, or at least not very quickly, what you want if you have these emotions. And can I just say, they are inside your body. Yes. So it's, and I've seen this over and over again. I actually just worked with a client. This was recently. This is just a couple of months ago. She had so much grief, you know, from both her parents passing and, you know, God bless her. She's a lovely client of mine. And we worked through that. The first 2 months was really tough. I made her cry a lot. Yes. And she wanted to manifest more money. And on the last month we did the intensive, she actually got headhunted by her old boss, and she got a new job with over $1,000 pay. Wow. Of her current job. So that was just a little manifestation that happened, and it was so soon after we released the grief. Mm-hmm. And this was just, we didn't even finish the program yet. We were just working with her emotion. We still needed to do the mindset, and so that was interesting. And so from my experience, really is deep emotional wounds and unprocessed trauma. And that obviously creates low self-esteem, low self-worth. And if you don't believe in yourself, and if you don't believe that you are worthy, mm-hmm. then you won't be able to manifest your heart's desires.
Yes. That's
after that, like the mindset and the visualization, once you release the trapped emotions, everything will work like a dream. The affirmations, the positive thinking, the visualizations, and sometimes things will happen spontaneously. Like this job, she was headhunted. We didn't even get to the manifestation part.
I love it.
Which was funny. And she called me all excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, opening that door and trusting them, being able to, you know, release and then trust and open that door. Oh my gosh, the manifestation that can come through. What would you say to the listeners? What would you give them as some practical tools to get started on these positive, beautiful changes in their lives?
Okay, so I know that it's very, very hard to sit with emotions that are not comfortable. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I always advise my clients is to journal. And once you feel these emotions start to arise with you, instead of sitting there with them, because it is uncomfortable, your mind will want to go off and do other things. You won't want to sit there and feel it. That's the last thing you want to do. Mm-hmm. So by journaling, you can actually process that emotion. So you journal about that, and you journal until you feel the emotion subsides.
Wow.
And describe that emotion as fully as you can on paper. Also, handwrite it. Don't type it. Handwriting is actually linked to your subconscious mind as well. So it really helps to release it from the subconscious mind. So that's the most practical tool and the best way that you can start to actually just sit there with that uncomfortable emotion that you probably just avoid.
Yeah, I love that, Melanie. You would sit there, you're writing, and then you're going to start to feel it, and you can write how you feel, and just, oh my gosh.
Yeah, just get it out.
Yeah, wow. And that can be from something that happened years ago. And could it also be, let's say, something that happened to me yesterday?
Absolutely, yes. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And ask yourself, you know, what emotion does this situation bring up in me? How does this situation make me feel? Oh, it makes me feel unworthy. It makes me feel unloved. And then you can even track back, you know, perhaps in childhood when you felt like that, and actually get to the core in that way as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So when was the first time in your life that you felt this way? And how is holding on to that emotion, how is it serving you? Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that more often than not, consciously, you will think that it's not serving you. So immediately people say, oh, it's not serving you. But obviously, on a subconscious level, it's serving you in some way, in a positive way. Yes. And well, a negative positive way, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And yeah, so get to that core and release it.
Oh, I love that. Any other tools that you would recommend?
Yeah, so one thing that I notice is that a lot of people are not connected to their body. A lot of people just live in their mind, especially if you've experienced a lot of trauma in your life. What I've seen in people is that all their energy is sometimes even just outside their body. And that's another reason why they're not able to process their emotions, because they're not connected to their body. Mm. And your emotions are inside your body. So bring that energy back and perhaps do a breathing exercise where you breathe into every part of your body and take your awareness into those parts of your body. Get grounded inside your body. And just by doing that, maybe emotions will start to come up. Or maybe you'll notice that, you know, there are emotions in certain parts of your body, or certain parts of your body will be tense. And by doing that, you'll be able to, well, you'll start to, first of all, feel what it is that you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And second, to actually process, it'll help you to process those trapped emotions. So grounding and just connecting to your body.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love it. Anything else you want to share along that line?
One thing that I always recommend, and this is because it works for me being an empath, sometimes, you know, you go out and you can pick up other people's emotions and thought forms, and it does get to me sometimes. I do obviously do my best to not to absorb it. Mm-hmm. But obviously being human beings, it does get to you sometimes. And what helps me is salt baths. And within 10 minutes, I noticed a shift in my energy almost immediately. So if you're someone that is very sensitive to emotions, if you're also an empath, if you find that, for example, you go to malls or if places that are too crowded and you come home with a headache and tired, it's very likely that you've picked up other people's stuff, and salt baths are just fantastic to release and cleanse your aura, cleanse your energy field.
I love that. Wow. Well, Melanie, something I'd love to ask you about, because I'm just so excited about it. Mm-hmm. Myself, I've had shamanism training, and I see you have as well. Please tell us about that and the journeys you're going to be offering.
So actually, shamanic style healing happened for me naturally through Reiki. I started to notice different patterns and, you know, in people's auras and elementals and all sorts. And it's not something that I actually share or tell to my clients, but I did start becoming more aware. And I guess you can say I was guided to doing more shamanic style healing naturally through doing Reiki sessions with clients. And I just started from there, and combining everything that I do, I guess, is in a way like the shamanic style, isn't it? Because I've done so many different modalities, I now use my intuition, and sometimes maybe I will use some NLP. I'll be guided to use NLP, or sometimes a spirit guide will come in and say, you know, do this. Or sometimes something completely new will show up that I've never done before, but I'm being guided to do that in that moment. Mm-hmm. So energetically, that's, and in sessions, that's how I work, completely guided by my spirit guides, by spirits. And also the shamanic journeys is more that I'll be taking clients to in Brazil. And it's something that I'm very passionate about, because I did have a huge awakening through that. So I do believe in shamanic journeys.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it is ayahuasca ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And it is a plant and a vine, a sacred vine from the rainforest, and there is a whole ritual behind it. And it's more about you going into your own psyche. You go into your own consciousness and you see your own patterns. It's fascinating. And you'll come out in awe because obviously there are things that we're not aware of. And when you go on these journeys, your consciousness basically is amplified. So you can see your path. And sometimes you'll see things that perhaps you've been in denial of. Of course, it's your shadow. You don't want to see that. However, it changed my life. There were patterns that I wasn't able to break through, and it was only through doing ayahuasca and these shamanic journeys that I was able to break through them. So that's why I'm so passionate about it, and I do encourage anyone who is called to do this, because it's not for everyone, obviously. Mm-hmm. It is deep, and it's serious work. It's for people who are really serious about their inner work and who are on the path. It's not just something that you do for fun, you know?
Yes. And now you're going to be taking a group to Brazil. Is it next year or is it in 2017?
Well, the date is not confirmed yet, but I was hoping to do it end of this year. Mm-hmm. If not, definitely a beginning of 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just putting it all together now.
Melanie, will you share your website and any contact information to the listeners that you'd like to share with them so they can
Sure. So my website is Melanie with a Y, so MelanyOliver, OLIVER.com. I do have a Facebook account and an Instagram account, which I do try my best to post daily to, you know, give a little insight or some inspiration. And that's also melanie.oliver. So if they want to follow me to get insights through that as well. And you can contact me through my website or just through my email. It's info@melanie-oliver.com.
I love it. I love it. Something I read, Melanie, was that you've also created the heart paths.
Yes.
What is the heart paths?
So the heart path basically is a combination of my favorite tools. So basically it's everything that I learned along my journey and everything that worked for me, basically. So I share with you the theory and concepts about certain tools and how to use them, how to different ways to process your emotions, to shift your mindset, to intuition for intuition training as well. So there's three heart paths. The first one is focused more on self-healing. The second one is more about opening up your intuition. And the third is about manifesting your heart's desires. And it has, I did do it in a specific order because it is my journey. And as I mentioned, as we were talking before, you know, the reason why it's in this order is the first one is about self-healing, releasing trapped emotions. Second one is about connecting with your intuition. And the third is really about manifesting your heart's desire, because you won't be able to do that if you have blocked emotions. And for example, if you get guided to do something, but you don't listen to your intuition, how are you going to manifest and follow your heart?
Yeah.
So it is a process, and it's very, you know, I really, it's a process that I created based on my journey. Sharing you the tools that I've used over and over again and that I still use with myself and my clients and that I believe in and that I love.
I love it. And just, you know, increasing our awareness and our intuition can be so huge, can't it? I know for myself, I've been doing Reiki about 11 years now, but I really believe that Reiki, what it did as far as my intuition was just fabulous.
Yeah, and this is another reason why I had the intuition be part two, because I also was very intuitive. However, I had lots of emotional blocks, and if you have lots of traumas and, you know, deep emotional wounds, you won't trust your intuition.
Yes.
You won't listen to your intuition. You may be intuitive,
yes,
but you won't trust it, and you won't know when to listen to it. And that's why I've made it in this order.
Yes.
This is just what I believe in and what I went through. So, and the clearer that I got emotionally with, you know, clearing my wounds, clearing the traumas, the more intuitive I got and the more that I trusted my intuition.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That trust is so huge. And I love that you have manifestation after that, because we're opening our intuition, and oh my gosh, then that will bring us the manifestation.
Totally.
Intuition will pick up on what we're guided to pick up on. Would you say?
Totally. Yeah. And that's also when more mindsets and visualizations will work like magic, almost instantaneously sometimes.
I love it.
So, yeah.
Oh my goodness. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. Melanie, what last words would you like to share with the listeners today?
To process your emotions is really my message. Most of my blocks have been trapped emotions, suppressed emotions and traumas, and most of my clients' blocks have been that. So this is really the first message. Don't be afraid of your emotions. You know, learning to process your emotions is actually going to catapult your spiritual growth. It will set you free. It will help you to release your blocks and your negative life patterns. That's number one. Second is connect to your heart. You know, listen to your heart, because that's your soul speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And third, what you see as your weakness or your block may actually be your gift.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I say this because I saw my empathic abilities as a weakness for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm using it to help people. So, yeah, it became my gift.
And just to realize something like that and turn that into a different direction. Oh my gosh, how life-changing that can be.
Yeah, and thank you, Paula. Thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed speaking to you, and I hope that we speak soon.
Yes, I've loved it so much, and everything is so fascinating, and and the great tools you shared with us, it's really inspiring. It really is. You bring so much inspiration to so many with what you share, Melanie.
And so do you, interviewing all these people and sharing all these tools and messages. So thank you.
you're so welcome. I love it so much, and I'm so honored. And gosh, if I ever make it to Dubai, I would just love to meet you and give you a physical hug.
Bless you.
Oh gosh. Well, thank you, and thank you everyone for joining us today. I'm so grateful to all my listeners. I want to say happy day, hugs, love, blessings to everyone. And Melanie, love, hugs, and blessings to you.
Oh, thank you. Same to you, Paula.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.